Well, it wasn't. They kept 6 of the Indians up for today. That's how I understood it. But I fancy we were to be the star performers in the show. Challenger might get off, but Summerlee and I were in the bill. Their language is more than half signs, and it was not hard to follow them. So I thought it was time we made a break for it. I had been plotting it out a bit and had one or two things clear in my mind. It was all on me, for Summerlee was useless and Challenger not much better. The only time they got together, they got slangin' because they couldn't agree upon the scientific classification of these red-headed devils that had got hold of us. One said it was the Dryopithecus of Java. The other said it was Pithecanthropus. Madness, I call it. Loonies, both. But as I say, I had thought out one or two points that were helpful. One was that these brutes could not run as fast as a man in the open. They have short, bandy legs, you see, and heavy bodies. Even Challenger could give a few yards and 100 to the best of them, and you or I would be a perfect shrub. Another point was that they knew nothing about guns. I don't believe they ever understood how the fellow I shot came by his hurt. If we could get out our guns, there was no saying what we could do. So I broke away early this morning, gave my guard a kick in the tummy that laid him out, and sprinted for the camp. There I got you and the guns, and here we are.
"But the professors!" I cried in consternation.
"Well, we must just go back and fetch 'em. I couldn't bring him with me. Challenger was up the tree, and Summerlee was not fit for the effort. The only chance was to get the guns and try a rescue. Of course, they may scupper them at once in revenge. I don't think they would touch Challenger, but I wouldn't answer for Summerlee. But they would have had him in any case. Of that I am certain. So I haven't made matters any worse by bolting. But we are honor bound to go back and have them out or see it through with him. So you can make up your soul, young fellow, my lad. For it will be one way or the other before evening."